President Trump's first high-level meeting today in Hamburg, Germany, is with the host of the upcoming G20 summit, German Chancellor Angela Merkel. The two have tangled over policy. The White House says the president looks forward to helping Chancellor Merkel make the summit a success. Merkel is downplaying expectations that the U.S. and Germany can surmount their differences, and there are many differences on defense spending, trade, and climate change. Esme Nicholson has our report.
In Berlin, the U.S. Embassy sits in prime position, right next to the Brandenburg Gate. Former U.S. Presidents Reagan, Clinton, and Obama have all spoken in front of the famous landmark. But since Merkel suggested in a campaign speech that Europe can no longer fully rely on America, and since Trump announced his withdrawal from the Paris Climate Accord, the star-spangled banner outside the embassy flies in what some profess to be the wind of change. Sheltering from that wind under the Brandenburg Gate is 66-year-old Edgar Ganter.
Ich finde, wir haben uns viel zu lange und zu lasch auf Amerika verlassen.
We've depended on America for military support for far too long. We're used to thinking that Americans will straighten everything out. That's a mistake.
58-year-old Christina Willeker agrees, but she also takes umbrage at Trump's angry tweets about Germany's export surplus.
Ja, das liegt so an den Amerikanern. Die konsumieren einfach zu viel und können nicht genug.
It's not our fault. We work for it with our own hands. If the Americans stopped consuming so much and started producing more, maybe they'd see some export success too.
U.S.-German relations are not as warm as they once were. On Monday, Angela Merkel's conservative Christian Democrat Party launched its campaign manifesto for September's election. In it, the United States is no longer referred to as a friend, but as a mere partner. The Social Democrats have been less cautious in voicing their unease about the president. Their chancellor candidate, Martin Schulz, called Trump the destroyer of all Western values after the G7 summit in May. But neither party has addressed Trump's repeated criticism of Germany's trade deficit.
If you want to win the elections in Germany, it's better not to touch the export surpluses. They are the holy grail of German politics.
Ulrike Herrmann is the economics editor of the left-leaning Taz newspaper.
Germans are told that their export surpluses are no problem. And Germans just refuse to understand that you can have export surpluses only if there's someone else having deficits.
Herrmann says Merkel's objection to Trump's America First policy is ironic because when it comes to trade, it's all about Germany first. What's more, she says Merkel's campaign rhetoric about dwindling transatlantic relations, now written into her party manifesto, is really about Merkel first. Trump is deeply disliked by the German electorate. Criticizing him wins votes. But Merkel is an ardent Atlanticist. After the president pulled out of the Paris Climate Agreement, the chancellor appeared to snub Trump, but not America, by saying that she was touched and thrilled to see how many U.S. corporations and politicians are still committed to it.
Total loser! Total loser!
Back at the Brandenburg Gate, angry Berliners protest against Trump's climate policy. The U.S. Embassy's address here is number 2, Paris Square. Somewhat ironic in light of current circumstances. For NPR News, I'm Esme Nicholson in Berlin.